The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super waterman, ambassador for water, back after a little sabbatical. It's really beautiful to be back in studio. We're here with you today with our renewal of water show, first one up. So many exciting things going on in the water world. I'll explain that to you in a little itty bit. But in the meantime, let's flow.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Hey, it's time to get back with us. All around the H2O, I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Excited to be here with you. So many exciting things that are going to be going on in this area of H2O coming up soon. We got some announcements coming up. H2O announcements, H2O teasers. And we're actually going to be also podcasting straight from Fort Myers Beach that got destroyed in a recent serious hurricane, and we're going to go down there, bring some cultural healing to the space with some friends of mine in the world of that. It's really needed and wanted, where we bring culture into the healing process. So thanks so much. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water, and here we are. I think we are just finishing up with some November rain.
Thank you.
You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O that are that is actually the song you just heard, November Rain by Guns N' Roses, may very well be one of the best water songs of all the 1990s and beyond. And that point of view is not personally part of the station's point of view. That's my point of view, and that doesn't actually have to match that of the people who run 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. That actually is Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. That's an opinion that I hold, and that's not to oppress anyone. It's simply a way to look at things. Like, try it on like a jacket. That song, November Rain, being one of the best 1990s water songs. Gotta hand it to our friends at Guns N' Roses. Those guys are great. Put water on the map. Anyway, we got some water news here. It's more of an upcoming event here. And this has to be a part of Massachusetts Department of Conservation Recreation's proposed repermitting of the Pontusic Lake Annual Drawdown, located in Pittsfield and Lanesboro. And basically, there are going to be public meetings that will be held at 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 6, 2022, at the Boat Ramp parking lot located at 40 Hancock Road in Pittsfield, 01201. The planned race snow date for these meetings is on Thursday, December 8th. So you want to find out more about that. You should look into Googling that, and that has to, again, do with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation Recreation proposed repermitting at Pontusic Lake Annual Drawdown. And it's going to actually happen at 40 Hancock Road, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 3 to 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 6th. So if you have something to say about that, and I say all humans have something to say about water, head on down there. And thanks for that little tidbit of news from my friend Jane Wynn over at BEAT, Berkshire Environmental Action Team. Teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you, Jane, for letting me know about that so I could announce it. We got more stuff coming your way when it comes to H2O. There'll be another incredible announcement coming on later on this show, so tune in. It's really exciting. And it's for all the folks who really think that our area should soldier on, especially in the area of H2O. And there'll be another surprise announcement coming up in a little bit of time, so stay tuned in today's show. And a shout out to all my water-loving friends. Let's see what's up for music. And then pretty on soon, we're going to have a water quote coming your way. But I think this next one is by our friend Adele. Adele actually sang this song a while back called Water Under the Bridge.
If you're gonna let me down gently, don't pretend that you don't.
one of our favorite crooners, croonettes. Amazing voice, Adele. Thank you so much, Adele. Amazing, amazing. Water Under the Bridge. There's a lot of stuff we could say about that. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. We're here at And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. We're broadcasting live out of 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also podcast on Amazon Audible, as well as Google, Stitcher, and around the internet. So check it out, And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Got another cool announcement coming up soon. But before we go there, you want to be listening up, especially if you are someone who may have traveled through Camp Lejeune. A special, special, special announcement coming soon. So stay tuned. Second half of the show, we've got this special announcement. It's really exciting. We got some more tunes coming your way, but before that, we got something else. Let's see. Here's a cool little water quote. Actually, I'm going to get a couple of them out of here for you. You can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water. That's from Rabindranath Tagore. Not exactly sure who that is, however, that's a really cool quote. You can't cross the sea merely by standing and staring at the water. So that speaks to action. Thank you, Rabindranath Tagore. And then here's something from a close personal neighbor at one time. I used to live in the Hudson Valley, so this is from Eleanor Roosevelt. A woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water. Thank you, Eleanor. And a special shout out to the Eleanor Roosevelt summer camp that goes on in the Hudson Valley, right by the Hudson River over in near Valkill, which is the home of Eleanor Roosevelt or her family's family. It's also part of American history. So we all love that New Deal, don't we? And it may be time for a New Deal, and maybe that deal should have something to do with H2O. So we'll be back. We got a water poem coming your way, and we have a special announcement at the half of the hour, a little past that, how folks who may have passed through Camp Lejeune might have something to listen for in the not-too-distant future. So pay on tune for that. Let's see what we have for H2O music. Oh, here's another bridge song. And this is Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I'll comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. That was Bridge Over Troubled Water, another water classic. I think that's from the 70s. Yay for hippies. Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. They were on one part of the spectrum of the hippie spectrum, although I must classify that part of that genre of that time really out there. And while not much is said about Garfunkel, Simon went on to do some really powerful stuff that brought in the likes of stuff down from South Africa. Quite a man, Simon. And Garfunkel too deserves his due. In the meantime, we got some more coming your way, some more music, little bit of water. Let's see. We got a poem. This is by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The water understands civilization well. It wets my foot, but prettily. It chills my life, but wittily. It is not disconcerted. It is not broken hearted. Well used, it decketh joy, adorneth, doubleth joy. Ill used, it will destroy, in perfect time and measure. With a face of golden pleasure, elegantly destroy. That is the poem Water by Ralph Waldo Emerson. You got some more tunes coming your way. And then an announcement after that, so stay on tune. This one is from my friend Rihanna. Gotta love Rihanna. This one is called Umbrella, which a couple days ago, all of us here in Berkshire County could have used. But you gotta love Rihanna. With Jay-Z. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart. And we'll never be worlds apart. Still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath I'm
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We are right here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You can actually find us on the interwebs. You know those tubes? They're kind of like pneumatic tubes, but different. WTBRFM.com. Here's the thing. If you love water culture, this is a completely off-the-cuff request. If you love water culture, I'm requesting that you actually go to WTBRFM.com and, you know, maybe give one up for the Gipper, that Gipper being water, and make a donation to the station. The station being Pittsfield Community Radio, and in the memo just put water love. Yes, that's WATERLOVE. It could be together, two words, one word, with a hashtag, no hashtag, a smiley face, an emoticon, whatever it takes. Water deserves its own independent media, and that's why we are here. We being Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. And we got some more stuff coming your way. But for those of you who are waiting patiently for that other announcement, coming up in January, there's going to be a Water Celebration Awards in late January. And my friend, who's a special guest, remember I had mentioned something about Camp Lejeune. This gentleman, his name, who is going to be making a special announcement there, his name is Jerry Ensminger, and he's a retired Marine sergeant who actually helped uncover all the nasty toxic water at Camp Lejeune and has helped out countless people in making sure that $2.4 billion was awarded to people who traveled through Camp Lejeune, one of the most important environmental victories of all time. And he's actually going to be making a special announcement at this water event coming up in late January. And it has something to do with our region. So stay tuned for more info. There will be more info on that. But those of you who think that's of import, that's only because of stations like WTBR-FM. So do a water thing. And just support independent water media right here at Pittsfield Community Radio. So thank you. Given that I wasn't here a couple days ago for the special thing, I decided to do a little bit of a shout out for all your water loving folks in the region or who hear us as a podcast around the world. You know, help out independent water media. Help out And So It Flows. Help out our friends at WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. They do some really cool stuff, so you gotta love it. We've got some more water stuff coming your way. This next one is Otis Redding. Most of us know Otis for this song. And he was somewhere in California, where that represents California. I don't know if he was in California when he recorded this, but it certainly is a cool song. This is called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Here's to H2O. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a darker bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a darker bay, wasting time.
Gone are the dark
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. That was Jimmy Cliff. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Imagine what it's like coming out of a rain or a hangover or anything that clouds our view. Cloudiness, fog, disruptions in life. That's just what happened for the last 2.5 years. There's been some disruption. Some call it eruption. Some call it corruption. Some call it some other kind of ruption. Quite a bit of ruption going on there. And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. You could find us on podcast, on Google, Amazon, Audible, Stitcher, and I think iTunes, Apple. So Apple Audio or something like that, whatever they call their thing these days. I'm so, so honored to be here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, the home of H2O water culture, right here on the Upper East Coast, not too far from Maine, here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And those folks in Maine, they're trying to fight back from bottled water. So there'll be more on that in future episodes. So just a little point of thought. Got some water news coming your way right now. Let's see what we got. This is regarding 8 towns or cities in Massachusetts have stopped putting fluoride in tap water over the past year due to supply shortages. This is coming from WBUR. 8 cities and towns in Massachusetts have had to stop adding sodium fluoride to their municipal water supply after running out of the compound, which is used to prevent tooth decay. Health officials say some of the suspensions have been intermittent, but state data shows that they've impacted about 250,000 residents over the last year in Fall River, Holden, Medway, Natick, North Attleboro, Rutland, Shrewsbury, and Swansea. While short-term pauses in water fluoridations are unlikely to impact oral health, longer-term disruptions can be a concern, dentists say, especially for children. I just wanted to make a note here. My next commentary doesn't have to be or is not that of the rest of the station. It is that of the producer and host here, Super Waterman. There are some folks who differ, even dentists who differ from that point of view. Many communities around the country have actually fought to stop water fluoridation. More can be found at, fluoridealert.org. There's some evidence, not all, that shows the additive that we put in as fluoride is not the same as the actually naturally occurring fluoride. So maybe in this case, running out of this additive is allowing for a respite from the additive. And I'll leave it at that. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We got some more water tunes coming your way. And again, another really cool announcement that I shared before, coming up in January, there's going to be a special announcement by my friend, retired Sergeant Jerry Ensminger from the United States Marine Corps, and he's going to be making an announcement that is going to be impacting Berkshire County and coming up soon. You'll hear more about that coming soon your way And know that you heard it here first at WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And then you also heard it on And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. This next tune coming your way is a classic. This is Styx, Come Sail Away. And you're listening to WTBR FM 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head.
You're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm specifically requesting that you come sail away with me now that we can see clearly now and went over the Lake of Fire after sitting on the dock of the bay. You're listening to And So It Flows. I am your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. I super duper double secret probation love the water loving community. And this is why I do that show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week we're going to have someone from the, the Norman Rockwell Museum. And we're going to talk about some of his people art and water and watercolors and all sorts of things that he did to help move the art process along. And I'm super psyched again to have something coming up in January where we have Sergeant Jerry Ensminger, who's going to be talking about his work at Camp Lejeune. Stay tuned to And So It Flows next week as we bring more and more and more H2O love here from the center of the Berkshire universe, the H2O universe here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And we'll be talking to you soon and see you next week.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See? In trouble. Water, water. Water, water. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.